Hi everyone. I think Parshas Pinchas, there is an undercover theme that runs through the Parsha that could teach us a pretty valuable lesson. So I think the theme that I'm talking about is the theme of names. It doesn't like overtly appear, but covertly it's definitely there. If you look, so the right away at the beginning of the Parsha talks about Pinchas that he bekanayas kenasi. Right, he stopped the plagues from coming and destroying the Jews, and it describes the events that happened, and it goes out of its way not just to tell us that he destroyed, you know, he killed the two people that were being mizana, but it says specifically their names. It says v'shem ish Yisrael hamuka, and then it says v'shem ho'isha hamuka hamidyanis. Right, it tells us their names, and then right after the magefa they get counted. Right, but this counting is different. The other counting that happened in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar just tells us that the number of people in each tribe. It doesn't tell us anything about it. Over here, it goes through name by name of each person, of each child of the Shevet. Right, it says Elam Mishpachos Ruveni. It says that you have, let's say, for example, Chanoich Mishpachas HaChanoichi, Lefalu Mishpachas HaPalui. It goes name by name through each of them, and then only at the end does it tally them up by number, but it's all about name. The psukim after psukim, just about names by names. And then again, it says, when it's talking about Nachala, right, when it's talking about inheriting the land, it says, Leila Techalik HaAretz B'Nachala B'Mispar Shemais. Again, it's by the number of names. It's all about the name. And then the B'nai Tzlafchad come forward, and again, it specifically tells us all of their names. These are the names of the five daughters of Tzlafchad. And what's their complaint? Their complaint is not just that their father will not have a piece of land. It says, Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Mitoich Mishpachtai. Right, the name of our father is going to get Yigara, like, lessened from the name of from within his family. So again, it's all about name. And then it stops. It seems to randomly stop. Then Moshe asks Hashem. Hashem tells Moshe, I'm sorry that you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Go look at it. And then Hashem tells Moshe, please get somebody that will take care of the nation. Hashem appoints Yeshua, and then we have all the karbanos. So we have this like undercover theme that's running through the beginning of the parasha, and then it suddenly just stops. So what's the message? What's it trying to teach us? So I think that if you look at the placement of this week's parasha, you'll get an idea of what the point of this whole name business is. I think that throughout Sefer Bamidbar, so things start out okay. Bamidbar really starts about 11 months, like 11 months and 20 days after Har Sinai. They're about to go. 3 days, Moshe tells Yisrael, 3 days we're going to be in Har Sinai. That's all it is, 3 days. They're going to take an 11-day journey. In 3 days, it's going to be amazing. We first encounter, this is in Parshas Baal Eischa, we have the Mesayinim. And everything from there kind of goes downhill. The people say, oh, we can't do it. We can't. 3 days, it's too fast. It's too much for us. And then they have the Mesayinim. Then immediately following that is the Meraglim, which we all know how that goes. Then they try to fix the problem, and they try to just run up the mountain to Eretz Yisrael. They get destroyed. Then Korach. Right after Korach, you have, in Chukas, we have another issue. In Chukas, our problem is that we start complaining about the man and about the water as soon as it leaves after Miriam dies. And then Amalek attacks us. And then finally, at the end of Parshas Chukas, we start turning it around. We come to Moshe and we say, please, we realize we made a mistake. Please daven for us. And Hashem davens for us. Moshe davens to us, to Hashem for us. And everything turns around. We destroy Sichain. We destroy Oig. We're on the way. Bilam's klalis turn into brachas. Things are going well. We're on literally in Arbis Mayav. We're on the foot of the Yarden to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then what happens? Bilam's Eitza works, and we have the issue of the B'nais Mayav and B'nais Midian. And just when things are looking peachy, everything turns sour again, and 24,000 people die. And the only way it stops is because one man got up and decided to stop it himself. He decided that he's going to take action when nobody else knew what to do. So it's very easy. It would have been very easy for the people to just give up hope, say, it's too much, we can't do it. We were on the right path, we were in the middle of doing great, and then everything flopped. And so many times I feel like we all have this, where things are going amazing, you're heading in the right direction, you're in the middle of turning things around, and then we have a failure. It comes out of nowhere sometimes. And that failure is such a setback, because it feels like it undoes everything that you've worked for, everything that you've built up. It just undoes and wipes it all out. And I think that's what this week's parsha is telling us about. I think that's why the Torah is using the concept of name to teach us a lesson about how to view that mistake and how to fix it. So the Maharal says that the point of a name is only in regards to other people, right? A name is an identifier for somebody else to know you by. And if you would be stuck on an island by yourself and you would never ever encounter anybody else, your name would pretty much be meaningless, because even when we talk to ourselves, we don't really talk to ourselves with our name. We always just say whatever. If we're having a conversation in our head with ourselves, going back and forth between two sides, what we should do to make a decision, we never use our name, because you don't need your name to relate to yourself. You relate to yourself regardless of name. You are yourself. You don't need a name. A name is an outside thing that is used by other people to relate to you. And it's used by each specific person that's relating to you differently, which is why we each have different names. Meaning the name that your parents have for you is different than the name that your children have for you, which is different than the name that your friends or your spouse have for you, which is different than your teacher or your students have for you. We each have very different names, and sometimes even within different groups of friends we'll have different names for each of them. I happen to think this is what the Gemara and Medrash means when it always says that, you know, Moshe had seven names, Mashiach has seven names, Yisrael had seven names. It goes through multiple names of each person. I think it's how they were related to, either at different times or by different people. So a name is something that's to be used only in relation to other people. And I think that the Torah is telling us that this concept of name is the way you get out of a fail or a mistake or a blunder that puts you back in middle of a climb. While you're in the middle of climbing, when you have something that happens that sets you back, the way you get out of it is to know that you have a name. What's so special about your name? Because aside from the fact that we have different names to relate to each people, to different people, we also have one. We each have one name that we use to relate to Hashem, which I guess is our Hebrew name, or our name is our specific identity, and Hashem knows our name. And that's why when we get counted in this week's parsha, we get counted by name, specifically by names of family, specifically by the name that Hashem knows us by. And that name, you can never lose your name. Right, that name you can never lose, because it's the name you're given when you get a bris milah, or for girls when you get named by the Torah. That is the name that brings us into Klal Yisrael. No matter what happens, you can never lose that name. And that name is how we relate to Hashem. That, again, name is to be used to relate to somebody else. And that name is how we relate to Hashem. And that name is something that Hashem holds dear. He knows each of us by that name. We know that Hashem uses names to count things, because it says by the stars, right? We say it every day in davening, L'chulam shemes yikra, that Hashem calls each star by its name. And Hashem does the same thing for us. Each morning Hashem calls each of us by name, and we're meant to know that this name of ours is special. And I think that this is why the piece at the end, all of a sudden the name theme just drops out. Right when Moshe starts asking Hashem to get a leader for the people. And he uses a name for Hashem that only appears one other time in the entire Torah, which is in Parshas Korach. Moshe says, Yifkoid Adonai Elihei HaRuchais L'chol Basar Ish Al Ha'ida. Hashem, he calls him Elihei HaRuchais, the God of Spirits. You should appoint one man to be over the nation. Now, this name, Elihei HaRuchais, only appears one other time by Korach, and in both times, both here and in Korach, Moshe is asking for one person to be singled out. Over there, he was saying, Hashem, you know each person's spirit. You know who's really sinning here and who's not. One person should sin and everybody should get punished. And Hashem says, you're right, I'm going to make it known who sinned, who actually sinned, and who, I guess, was just following social pressures. And in fact, over there, not everybody gets punished, only those who actually sinned. And here also, Moshe is saying that we have an entire nation of different people. And Rashi says, Lehei Aruches means that Hashem knows each person's spirit, each person's specific intents and mind and psychology and everything behind our individuality. And Hashem, Moshe was asking Hashem to have a leader that would be able to relate to us in the same way. To have one man singled out that would be able to relate to us in the same way. So again, we see the same concept that name does of how to relate to each person. We should have a leader that should be able to relate to us. Somebody on earth that can relate to us in the same way that Hashem relates to us. And I think that's sort of the continuation of the theme of name. And then if you look, Rashi quotes a Sifri that's very strange. After Moshe asks this, so Hashem says, set aside Yeshua. Moshe sets aside Yeshua. He leans on him with his hands, and Yeshua effectively takes Moshe's place. And then we have the Parsha of Karbanos, and Hashem says, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleim, es karbani lachmi, li'ishai, right, bring my Karbanos. You have a Karban Tamid, you have the Karbanos of Shabbos, of Rish Chodesh, and of Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres. And that's how the Parsha ends, right? We go through the days, the weeks, the months, and all of the holidays that we have throughout the year. And the Medrash is wondering, like, we have the Parshas HaMayadim in Amar, we have it again in Re'eh, in Sefer Devarim, when Moshe repeats it. So what's it doing here? It doesn't have anything to do with here. So the Medrash says that Hashem turned to Moshe and said, you're telling me what to do for my kids? I'm going to tell my kids what to do for me, right? You want me to appoint a leader that's able to relate to them? I'll tell them how to relate to me. And the Medrash's lashon is so that they don't go after Elihei Nechar, that they don't go after Avodah Zarah and all that stuff. But the pasuk over here makes no mention of Avodah Zarah. It's not really, the Medrash doesn't jive with the pasuk, because the pasuk doesn't talk about Avodah Zarah. It talks about different karbanos to bring. So I think that the point is the same, that the same way we each have a specific, unique name, that we each have our own specific relationship with Hashem that nobody else can access. Nobody else has, like, anything to do with that relationship that we have with Hashem. Even people that have the same upbringing, we each have a very, very, very specific way of relating to Hashem that nobody else can touch. And nothing can ever touch that. No sin, no anything can ever touch that relationship that we have with Hashem. And I think the Karbanos are some tiny, tiny glimpse of that, because there's dozens of different types of Karbanos. There's hundreds of Karbanos. You have, first of all, the Yamim Tovim, and each Yantif has a different type of Karban. And each different animal gets brought differently with different things that come with it. And sometimes the Yantif, every day of the Yantif is the same. In Sukkos you have where each day of the Yantif is different. And then aside from Yom Tovim, you have special days once a month. And then you have special days of Shabbos once a week. And then each day you have two Karbanos that you bring. So there's so many different types of people, where some people are consistent. There would represent the daily Karbanos. Then you have the weekly type of people. And each person has a different way of tapping into that relationship with Hashem. And each person has a different access point, a different vantage point, a different viewpoint of that relationship. And I think that's the point of the Parsha of the Karbanos, of why there's so many different Karbanos at the end of this week's Parsha. Hashem's saying, you want to know how to not go after Avodah Zarah, how not to lose your focus on your relationship. And even when, you know, that's what they did right before this week's Parsha, they did go after Avodah Zarah. So I think Hashem's saying, you want to know how to stop yourself even when you fall mid-climb, how to not get into despair that in the middle of your climb you fell down. It's to know that there's so many different types of Karbanos that you could bring to me, and there's so many different types of people, and you should each know that you each have a specific relationship with me, you each have a specific relationship with Hashem, and that nothing can touch that. And I think that is the message that our Father in Heaven, which Moshe called the Elihei Aruches, imparts to us at the end of this week's Parsha. Have a great Shabbos.